your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Oh, I shouldn't have done it. Two drops of bliss. Oh, man.
Okay.
Dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats confronted by your instructors daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast at GCN. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Hey, Frank, let me tell you a quick story. We have our newest instructor is going to be with us tomorrow, and his name is Colonel Harry Riley. And I've been talking with him for a couple weeks now. And he is organizing an event called Operation American Spring. Three words, Operation American Spring. And it's an event that's going to be held in Washington, D.C. on May 16th. It starts in Washington on May 16th this year. And what he wants to do is have a lot of us, we the people, show up and let the government know that we want them to uphold their oaths of office. We want them to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States from enemies both foreign and domestic. And many of them, I guess we would consider enemies of the Constitution because they trample it. So anyway, he's going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to talk about it. And Sam Bushman and I and Kurt Crosby another one of our instructors, Tim Starks, is going to be at the event. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event in Washington starting on May 16th. We'll probably start maybe the day before. So we're going to be there, and we're going to be covering this event, and Joyce Riley is going to cover the event from us. We're going to be broadcasting live on her show. We're going to be broadcasting live on mine, and we're going to be broadcasting live on Sam Bushman and Aaron Dakins. So a lot of us are covering this, and even other networks are going to be joining us and covering the events. It's historical, no question about it. This event is going to be huge, and it's another one of these events putting the government on notice that we've had it with them destroying our rights and our freedoms. Sheriff Richard Mack is involved, and a host of others, and we'll tell you more about it as we get closer. So you may want to put that on your calendar, and it's an event where you go camping out with us. Okay? You show up in Washington, and you just camp out, and your presence will be noted. Some people think that it may end up like the Bonus Army, where shots were fired on those who were protesting. We hope that doesn't happen. We are not going armed. We are not going armed. Let me say it a different way. We are not going armed. We're not looking for a fight. But Colonel Harry Riley put out a press release last night. And on Saturday, a complaint was filed with the Federal Bureau of Investigation Internet Crime Center. Because there's a guy, and allegedly this guy, Nathaniel Marshall, posted a Facebook event calling for the execution of Colonel Harry Riley, a retired officer who heads up the organization called, or the event called Operation American Spring. Three words, Operation American Spring. Well, this other guy posted an event called Operation American Spring Target. Four words. And he's saying that Colonel Riley, he's alleging that Colonel Riley is one who's perpetrating treason. And he's demanding that he be indicted for treason and given the death penalty. It's out of control. So here we have a protester, an activist, Colonel Riley, who wants to put the government on notice. And another individual is calling for his execution. We're not going to stand for that. So we're letting everyone know far and wide. And if you want to go to usapreparedness.com, page one on, you know, on the website, usapreparedness.com, you can read the post. It's on page one. So I wanted to share that with you, Frank. I will be broadcasting live, God willing, and the creek don't rise, as they say, with Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Tim Starks, and others on many, many radio programs here on Genesis and other networks that want us to broadcast with them. So I just want to share that with you. Mark your calendar, May 16th. You may want to drive out there, class. You may want to be with us. We'll be delighted to say hello. Frank, okay, so what's happening in the marketplace? Want to talk about gold?
Absolutely, and actually there's a lot to talk about. Gold is, as you can see, it's been creeping up ever since January, and it's broken through, well, through 1300. And I think what you're seeing is Fed tapering dying down. You're seeing the dollar basically drift here again, and like I said over and over again. The NIBOT is at 80. Having a hard time staying up there. And because of this, I think you will see a trend for a lower dollar heading lower, and I think we'll see relief for these metals, and that bodes for silver as well, too.
Frank, I'm looking at gold right now, 1334. Okay? It sure is welcome from where it was. And you know, Frank, it had to happen. I mean, with all the pumping that's going on, there's no way that gold could go anywhere but up. And I'm delighted to see it. And have I sold any of mine? Did I panic? Absolutely not. Did we say to stay the course? We did. And it's working. Now, what about silver? Silver's at 22.04 right this second, Frank.
Right. And remember before we were talking about silver at 20, it, you know, it just, now you look, it's, 10% above 20 or even high, $22 an ounce now. And I think you're seeing the leverage in silver, kick in here as well, too, now.
Yeah. Yep. So is it good to have it? I think so.
Absolutely. And I think when people look at, having silver, they are, basically riding out leverage on gold, I think. So basically when you look at the silver where it is today, it's a lot better than where it was, you know, back in December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm happy with mine. I've got a little...
And we've been talking about this recovery, Vincent, for probably 3 months now, you know, through Christmas, January, ending February, and, you know, no question about it, 2013 was a very challenging year for miners, for exploration companies, and for the metal itself, and anyone and any company that invests primarily in precious metals. And yes, it is nice to see relief here, and I think a few programs, like in the end of the summer, we're probably talking about, you know, capitulation, and where people are taking physical delivery of gold. People are getting physical delivery of their certificates and just riding it out. And now you're starting to see the price, you know, move up. And also, too, when you have people taking delivery of physical, There's obviously an inventory that has to be made up, forced to fill the vault up again. So I think we're going to start to see a little more upward pressure on gold, and hopefully this can continue onwards and upwards.
Well, I like it. I really do. I was cleaning up the studio over the weekend and had a little stack of silver, you know, in the studio. And it was good. It was good to see it. You know, it's kind of neatened up the studio just a little bit.
And you didn't sell any?
I don't think I've ever sold any. I mean, I've traded some for different silver. I've traded gold for different gold, but I have never liquidated my position. What I'm saying is I upgraded. So if I had some silver dollars that were just, we'll just say, okay condition, I upgraded them to a better condition. When the market price was right for me to do that, and it cost me maybe a dollar to upgrade my position per ounce, I was delighted to do that. So, and I had a couple 100-ounce bars that I traded, if you will, for dollars, silver dollars. And I was delighted to do that in silver rounds. So 100-ounce bars are kind of neat, but not everybody wants them. So I bought them at a very good price, and I was able to switch them, if you will, or trade them for smaller denominations.
That's a strategy people don't think of, you know, upgrade in a lousy market, and you know, and it doesn't cost a lot, and you're really increasing the intrinsic value of your holdings that way as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Frank, have you ever seen a 1,000-ounce bar of silver?
They're very big.
They are. Well, they are.
You can't
and
carry
they're
it.
About the, they're heavy. They are. It's about the size of a shoebox, but about maybe 3 inches tall. And they are, there's magic marker written on them. They're really crude. It looks like someone who poured one of these things who had no idea how to do it. I mean, they're as ugly as can be. The problem with them is it is hard to liquidate 1,000 ounces of silver. Coming back, Frank Underhill and I are going to talk about the Fed and tapering. We'll talk about oil, and we'll talk about mining stocks, and Piers Morgan. Frank's got some thoughts on Piers Morgan. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we got a meetup tonight. Meetup at Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Ziggy's Restaurant. Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to be doing a video teleconference with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So if you'd like to get there at 5:30, it'd be great. It's free. Seminar's free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, we'd be delighted to have dinner with you. Bring friends, family. It's a family event. We're going to be talking about our future. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is in Mexico right this moment, and he, as I understand it, he had a meeting with the president of Mexico. And many people in Mexico are very concerned about what's happening all over the world. We're talking about food. We're talking about climate. We're talking about disinformation, misinformation. We're talking about the lies that the mainstream media are telling us. And we're going to talk about the sniping of young people in Kyiv, where protesters are being executed from afar by snipers, shots to the head. And we're going to be talking about our food supply. That's tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine in Glenstone. Everyone is welcome, unless you've been specifically uninvited by me. Or unless you're a politician. Other than that, you're welcome. Government employees will need to bring an ID. Why? Because that's what you guys do to us. Okay? Bring a picture ID if you're a government employee. No photographs. No audio recording. Okay? We'd love to have you with us. Frank, the Fed is tapering. What's going on? They're easing the tapering. What's going on?
Well, they're easing the tapering because they feel that the economy is on the mend. And as you see, I think Fannie, one of these home and mortgage kind of like Fannie Mae, are paying the government back billions of dollars. And they're starting to get into a position where they're taking money in and having to put less out. And I think any bank that's being put out of business by the Fed, or their assets are moved into a stronger bank, made for big bank, basically. I think that's why the Fed is exiting these markets, because they feel they don't need to be be handling at the rate that they used to, and they used to put, you know, billions and billions of dollars in the markets. Now they're doing buybacks, basically. But I think on a longer note, this will probably even bode more for gold as well, because you're not going to have, you know, the big buyer of treasuries in there anymore. And so I think when you buy treasuries, you need U.S. dollars. When you sell treasuries, you're getting dollars to buy something else. And I think that something else is probably going to wind up, you know, in gold issues, basically, or gold.
Okay. What do you think is going to happen with, Frank, what do you think is happening with oil?
Well, the oil, basically, you're seeing it over $100 here in December, November. It was like $88.90. And again, I think oil has gone up not because of a big sensational thirst for crude, but again, oil moves up on a weakening dollar. So I think when you have gold moving higher, oil moving higher, those two are moving higher because of primarily of what the U.S. dollar is doing. And remember, people like Vincent, the silver you alluded to earlier, that silver bar stays a silver bar no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the dollar and interest rates that jump all around that equilibrium there. And so when you're seeing a lower dollar, you're seeing gold staying the same, but of course the silver, you know, the dollar goes down, you're seeing the silver and the gold and oil move up. Those are only commodities. Those are tangible assets. On the other hand, we all know what can happen to paper. You know, if you go back to the Weimar Republic, where you look at the Reichsmark, you know, we needed 4 billion Reichsmark to buy a loaf of bread. That's what happens when you have zero Fed intervention altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, gold is looking up. Silver is looking up. Oil's moving up. Frank, you sent me a chart as an email this morning. Can you describe what that chart is and what it means?
Well, that chart, I believe, was a heads and bottom chart. And if you look at the catastrophic, fall in gold price. I wouldn't call it a collapse. I'd call it a correction. If it was a collapse, I don't think, Vincent, I'd be here on the radio program with you this morning. But just say the correction of gold, and you look at how gold has moved so sharply off the bottom in such a short period of time.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Smells like bliss in the studio. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, you sent me this chart, and the chart shows gold moving up quickly in a short time off the bottom. Please share more with us about that.
Well, if you look back, without getting too technical for the listeners, gold moves in basically ebbs and jibes. And it zigs one way or the other. If you look at the drop on gold, it has been very, basically like from the end of 2012 to 2013, in the middle of 2013, it was just a straight drop, basically, and precipitous at that. And then, of course, it tried to move back up again in the middle of 2013 and then came down again a bit. And then it hit a new low in the beginning of the year. And now you're seeing it trend higher here. And I think a lot of it has to do with just the demand. And you're seeing the gold itself get traction. It's not in a hurry to like bust down, like when it broke down completely in the end of 2008. You know, October, November of 2008. It shows it's showing signs of resilience, and also you're seeing also the volume of contracts are even higher as well too than when gold is all at the all time low. But you are seeing a spike here in demand for the metal, regardless of whether it's an ETF form, a gold stock, mining form, or physical form. You're seeing a demand for it.
I'm glad to see it. Frank, so the bottom line is physical gold's just a place to be, right?
Well, I think if you go to a gold bullion dealer, I don't think they have a whole bunch of gold lying around in inventory anymore. I think you have to wait now.
Okay. Frank, I want to share a story with you. This is about a woman in Cape Coral, Florida. Now, her name is Robin Speronis, S-P-E-R-O-N-I-S. I posted this story a couple months ago at usaprepares.com. So this woman has decided that she is not in need of the utility services provided by the electric company and the city in Cape Coral, Florida. So she lives in a neighborhood, and she is not using the water, and she's not using the electricity, and she considers herself off the grid. Well, the city has been doing battle with her, so I called the city, and I talked with the city a couple months ago. And the city is demanding access to her house. They want to make sure she's safe. And she's telling them to take a hike. She's saying, get out of here. We don't need you. We don't want you. And you are trespassing. She does not want them on her property. Well, the city's saying, well, wait a minute. How do we know you're safe? And she's saying, it's none of your business. I am in perfect agreement with this woman, Robin Speronis. As a matter of fact, I told my sheriff I don't want him on my property because he trespassed. One of his deputies trespassed on my property at 11:30 one night, and they lied to me. Okay? Our government lied to me, told me that they had no idea what their deputies were, and I caught them on our property. And then our sheriff has had the nerve to say, you know, some people, you know, want us on their property. And I told him, well, I don't. I don't want them on my property. Well, Robin Speronis does not want the city of Cape Coral on her property. She's living off the grid, and she has no city power or water running through her house or walls. She's using solar panels for electricity, and she's using rainwater for water. She treats it. Now, I don't know how she treats it, but she's treating it somehow. Well, the city does not want her to live without their services, and certainly the city wants her to pay for them. Robin Speronis, in my opinion, is setting the precedent for disconnecting from the city utilities. Now, here's really what the crux of the matter is. The city thinks that Robin Speronis might be using the sewer system. Because what happens is when you buy water and you pay your city water bill, in most municipalities, there is a percentage that is charged or a factor of the water consumption that is used to determine how much you should be paying for your sewer services. Well, Robin is not using the water. So not using the water means she wouldn't be paying for sewer services if she were using them. Well, the city's saying that they want to make sure that she's safe. What they really want is to make sure that she's paying. It's all about money. And Robin may be the person who sets the precedent for disconnecting from the city. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, is it right that Robin were to use the city source services? No, not without paying for them. But there is no mechanism, I believe, for her to pay for the city sewer because it's based on how much water she's using, and she's not using the water. Now, if she had her own septic system in her backyard, I think the city would have to back down. But I don't know if that's the case. Bottom line, Bottom line is, I don't pay for water here at the farm. We have a well, and we have a pump. We pay for our own electricity, or we use our generator. But, and we have a septic system. But in Missouri, you can, and the state advocates this, they advocate the use of a lagoon. Now, a lagoon is nothing more than a pond. You just dig out an area, and you have it in the sun, and you have a fence around it, and the raw sewage goes into that open pond, and the sun disinfects it when the sun is out. So I'm just telling you a little bit about septic systems and about sewage treatment, and Cape Coral does not want this woman to go without paying for sewer and water. That's really what they want. And more power to Robin Spironis for kicking out these invaders from her property. They have no right to go on her property. And they're furious with her because she won't even talk to them. She won't communicate with them. She won't talk to them. She wants to be left alone. Congratulations, Robin Spironis. And if I can, we'll bring her on as a USAPrepares.com instructor. Frank, what are your thoughts about all that?
Well, I think it's her property, and she's entitled to do what she thinks is right. And actually, I think the county should be lauding someone like her that is living off the grid. She doesn't want to be a burden on the system, and she wants to be self-sufficient. And I think most of your listeners do not want to be a burden on any system, and yet we seem to get our wrists slapped or fined or censured for doing just that. There's something not right about it.
Frank, we are made out to be weirdos, wackos, kooks, nut jobs, because we want to be in control of our own destiny. And I applaud Robin Spironis for doing just that. So, class, if you are in Cape Coral, you might want to call. I don't have the Cape Coral City Government number in front of me, but I can look it up during the next break. If you'd like to call them up and tell them what you think, I think it'd be great. And remember, you have my permission, class. You have my permission to be an investigative component of USAPrepares.com. Of course, you have to represent us politely, honorably, with integrity, no shouting, no yelling, no screaming, but just ask questions the way I do. I mean, you can be Columbo, and you can be confused, and you can ask questions that you may know the answers to, and maybe you want confirmation. So, and that goes for all of these situations, not just Robin Spironis, but you know, if you want to investigate something as part of USA Prepares class, you can call. You can call up. I do it all the time. I pick up the phone and I call people who are causing problems for we the people. And I say, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. I'm a USAPrepares.com investigative journalist. And I have some questions about such and such. And you know what's really interesting? You wouldn't believe how polite these people are when you do that. So use your name, and don't hide from not showing your phone number when you call, and just ask the questions. And the more of us who ask these questions, the more we are going to win, because they can't stand it. They really can't stand it. They know that if one person calls, there's probably 100 people who are frosted. As a matter of fact, there's a guy by the name of Tim Starks, who is one of our instructors, who is going to wrap a vehicle. He tells me he's going to wrap his vehicle, and he's going to ride around with this wrapped vehicle that has USA Prepares on one side, Liberty Roundtable on the other side, with our phone numbers. Like, are you frosted? Well, if you are, give us a call and tell us why. If you got a situation you want us to know about, talk about on the air. It's going to be like a billboard that runs all over the country. I think that's pretty cool. So my hat is off to Robin Spironis for taking a stand, and she's fighting the system all by herself. All by herself. Good for her. Okay, Frank, what else is on your mind?
Vincent, you know, when you talk, I just want to touch back on this on this lady with the living off the grid. And I think that a lot of these, counties, like call the county commissioner building here the county rags chancellery, just for the reason how they are very heavy, hard-handed, and they control the police department, they control the fire department, they control just about everything that goes on here. And so I think whenever somebody has a grievance, instead of looking to it like City Hall, you got to look at it just like that derogatory term that I mentioned. Because that's basically the history. Yeah, and you go up and you air your frustrations, and all you do is next, and they just shove you off to the side.
Frank, we come back. Let's talk about Piers Morgan. Yeah, he's the guy that jumped Alex Jones right here on Genesis. And USAPrepares.com instructor, senior instructor Larry Pratt. It wasn't that nice to either one of our...
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I just heard a Freeze-Dry Guy commercial. Hadn't heard it before. And, you know, Freeze-Dry Guy is a personal friend of mine. Stays at the farm, and we got a room right for him right outside the studio. And I heard Lee Wickenhauser's voice. Now, Lee Wickenhauser is a salesperson for Genesis Communications Network. Well, Lee is one of the guys who advocated to Ted Anderson, the CEO of GCN, that USA Prepares with Vin Fennelli be on the network. So it was great to hear his voice, seriously. And I've invited Lee to be on the air with me and talk about what is it like? What's it like working with Vinny? Seriously. And every time I talk to him about it, and this has been going on for a year and a half now, he says, yeah, we'll have to do that. And it never happens. So if you'd like to call Lee Wickenhauser and ask him when is he going to be on the air with me, I'll give you his number. 877-996-4327, extension 122. Seriously, give him a call. Ask him. Tell him we'd like to hear him. Now, this Robin Spironis thing, I reposted the article that I put up, or the post, on USAPrepares.com, and it's with a phone number for the mayor, okay? The mayor, Marnie Sawicki, mayor of Cape Coral, Florida. Here's her number. Why don't you give her a call if you want to do some investigative reporting and find out what's going on, and then you can email me and let me know what you found out. Her phone number, 239-574-0436. 239-574-0436. Repeat, 239-574-0436. That's the mayor of Cape Coral, Florida. Marnie, M-A-R-N-I, Sawicki, S-A-W-I-C-K-I. Be polite, and you can tell her that you are an investigative reporter, investigative journalist with USAPrepares.com, and you're working with me. Okay? And we'll report on what you find out. Okay, Frank Underhill, Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan was rough on Alex Jones, and he was rough on senior USAPrepares.com instructor Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and he's leaving TV. He says that Americans are fed up with him. Yeah, yeah, he's a gun grabber, and he wants to steal our guns. Yeah, we're fed up with him, and we want to send him packing. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on that are like myself. When I became a U.S. citizen, I can get involved in the process. Piers Morgan obviously had, you know, legal grounds for being here. I don't know if he has a green card or what his status is. But for someone who cannot vote, talk about politics and elections here. I think that for that reason alone, he shouldn't be on the program. And visit, you know, and I guess that's the sort of job to, you know, sort of, you know, beat up on people and ratings and all this other stuff. And by the way, Larry Pratt and Alex Jones can beat back too.
Yeah.
So, but I think just for the fact that he didn't you know, secure a place to go and cast a ballot, I don't think he should be talking about politics in the first place. And, you know, and again, that's why I became a U.S. citizen, so I can take part and participate in dialogue, like on programs such as yourself, to talk about these kind of issues. And I think there's so many personalities on talk shows these days. I don't think it's really going to miss one or the other. If anything, I think there's just way too many people on television right now to begin with. Complete
saturation. Well, I'm delighted to I'm delighted to see him go. I mean, I don't want, Frank, I said a long time ago on this broadcast that people who vote for people who want to steal from me and people like me are not my friends. I don't want them on my farm. I don't want them on my property. I don't want to associate with them. I'm talking about people who vote for the likes of Barack Obama, who wants to steal my guns, tax me into oblivion, regulate me out of business. I'm not interested in participating with anyone who voted for him, who likes him, who supports him. And guys like Piers Morgan who want to steal my guns that I use to protect my farm, my animals, my family, and me, good riddance. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. Class, if you'd like to call Frank, you can call him right now, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.